something, I think, of Oides Kulagaf.
Yep.
Okay. The Oides Kulagaf, Mashamar Pshim Gamliel, Ashish Var Moilam, I made. Ine Yadua, Ki Omru Oilam is him Gimel, Oilam Ashaflaze, Oilam Atachtim, at Oilam Agalgalim, Honik Oilam Ashafl. In other words, there are three levels of worlds. There's the Oilam Atachtim, which is this world, completely with, you know, with what he called Olam HaShafel. It's the physical world as we know it. Ashahu Olam Havaya VeHefzit, that its Metzius is Havaya VeHefzit. That's the nothing here is permanent, and nothing here is an emes Metzius. That's one. Secondly, the Dov is a Lashachak by Ilma Tachtoin. The Chol Havaya, who are Yede Acher, Shepoil by Havaya, Kena by Maatzarak Acher Shepoil Havaya. It is it's the world where things act, forces act upon the world, and the world is Mekabel, all the different forces that acted upon it. Bacharkach Olam Emtzoi, Ein Bavayach Shenivru. Ka Olam Haza Ein Shom Chistarin. It shouldn't be Olam Haza, but Olam Hazeh. In other words, the Olam Emtzoi is something which, once it's created, it has a fixed Metzias. Now, I guess it corresponds to the mazolus and etc. We'll see in a second how it describes Olam Emtzoi. Eim of Ashrei v'ka'olam az ein shom chisaron ad shei tzarech havaya rak hakol b'shleimus. First of all, it's a world with no change. And this is Maral says a lot of places. That which is not going anywhere, that which is, has its kavudik and metzias, its fixed metzias, is a world of no change. Nekach Olam Hazeh Olam HaShalom, Kadei HaShleimus Shnimtza Miyesh Bem HaShalom. Umasha Olam Hazeh Miyuchad B'Shalom. And this world of the Emtzoi is the world of Shalom. So he'll later explain, this one is explaining which one is. The other ones will explain later. Omer Chazal Meperek Einem Akirin Omer Bechnan Meidach Siv Hamshol Vafachad Imoy Oysa Shol Mimra Imoy Ma'olam Leirasa Cham Pgimasa Shol Vanam Pgimasa Shol Keshes Pgimasa Shol Vanam Shem Dachol Shadaita Pgimasa Shol Keshes La Yomru Oyvi Chama Giro Kamishad Ad Kan Umayim Azeh Vadeh Tzorch Pirish Vein Kamokam Azeh Ve Rak Shol Madan Zek Oilam Galgalam Im Shnivu Bisholim. So the second world is the world of Galgalam. This is very much like the Rambam's model, and it doesn't make a difference that we have a different understanding of it. Let's just explain what that Metzius is. The Kadmoinim took a look at the world on top. They took a look at the world around them, and they noticed that there's a physical world within their reach. Things that they can touch and disintegrate and change, and things grow and things die and so on and so forth. Then they also noticed that there is a world of Shemesh, Levana, all the celestial bodies. You never see any changes in them. They don't. The moon doesn't crumble any time, and it doesn't change in the way Earth changes. It's a bria. It's there's some tangibility to it. It's got light. It you can see it, but it's got a certain perfection. Things that are a metzias kavua, and they don't have any type of change in that metzias. That was called Olam HaGalgalim. So even though physically today we take a rocket ship, we go to the moon, and we can take stones away. But there is a metzias. In other words, the metzias that's nigglest to the person is has the emes to it. In other words, when Prakash, Prabhupada created a world. This is an important thing to know. Other people ask about in terms of science versus this. Akash Prabhupada created a world that the mitzias that strikes us is a very important part of it. For instance, let's give a mushal. It's something different but similar. If a person goes to a place that's celebrating some sort of wartime adventure, and all the colors there are red, and so they're meant to remind you of blood. So somebody will come along and say, "No, but it's not real blood. It's just red water." He looked at it, and it's red water, thick water. So we'll say, "Well, let's say that that's how they gave over." But the tzura is meant to imply a tzura of blood. That's why it has that mitzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into a world where some of the physical yonim are within our reach. They are very visible to us. We can deal with it. We can change it. We can do it. He also created a mitzias for us that is not within our reach. That is, we see it, but we have no nekiyah in it. It has a certain perfection to our eyes that doesn't change, and it has its own klolim, kind of the way we look at it. So it's not right today to say, well, we saw the moon's also rock. But it's a mitzias, and that mitzias, we're tayfus in a certain mitzias. The fact that we were aimed on the fact that the stars have an effect on us, and there's a certain mahalchum of mazolus, contribute to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu put a middle world in between us. And the hallmark of this middle world is the stability, which is shalom. It's a world that's always there. It's not crumbling. It's not building. It's not changing. And even if scientists detect, when they detect a star exploding, the explosion of the star will take place over the lifetime of people. There's no show going on there where you see shinuyim, where you can see the shinuyim. It's the pace of that world is a pace that is completely beyond our mitzvahs, and b'meil it comes to us as a world that is fixed and has reached a certain equilibrium. That's what the Pshat Chazal is over there. The Levana and the Chama are placed in such a way that there is a sense of shalom. Hamazolus oyla macharanis, shekolechad oyma nitchila, vein roy mashal fonav, at shekolech bechav nirishin, mashlim in zelaze, veloize mazgase. In other words, there's a clear progression of mazolus where no one interferes with the other one. Vare al yoinim tzichim sholem adkan, hare lecha, ke oyla mem tzoy akol bei sholem, ke oyla mazeh sho oyla mem tzoy im gufim shleimim, vein mekablim havaya vishinui. And again, the word hazeh means the middle world, not oyla mazeh. Yes, the Bria itself is a Yeshmai and a Kapriya, but it sticks the way it is. And if there was no kesh of shalom, then it wouldn't. Then they would not be at peace amongst themselves. They would be shalom. Ki ma'achas shekol echad chelak fe'atzmo v'yadua kachelak chasa harei uchelak bilvad. Or lefikach im loy ha'yaboyim emtzei zeh shalom sheish lam kesh v'chibu zeh emzat shakol mikusha loy shem shleimus kachol echad bifnei atzmoi v'chelak in shalom. Let's talk about this Nekudu also. He brings in another Inyan, another Oifin, where did they have the Shalom of that? Let's interpret the words Shalom and lack of Shalom in a different way. There are things that are in flux, and there are things that are fixed. The Kalal Gadol is something is in flux, it is not shalem. For instance, if a compound is volatile, it will keep boiling, bubbling, disintegrating until it reaches a matzev of shleimus, whether it is the rings of the atom being full, whether it is having a certain amount of electrons that are ideal, however it is that you want to fatayich it. Any time there's a process means that the thing hasn't reached its final state of equilibrium. A person is laying in bed and it hurts. He keeps moving and moving until he finds a position that he feels comfortable in. A person is not happy with the job that he has, is not a good job. He'll keep shifting and look until he finds it. Almost by definition, change and process are ongoing until its final state has been reached, and that's when it's at equilibrium. If the world above, Lamashal, in our world, there's a constant flow of things. For instance, if a lot of stuff grows one year, there are a lot of deer that eat it. Then, as deer multiply, people don't like it. They begin to kill them. There's too many. There's not enough food for them, and they keep getting skinny. As they die out, they reach a point where they're so scarce that it's hard to find them, and there's enough vegetation to go around for them to eat it. And then once they reach that, they start trying to become a lot again, and vice versa. Everything in this world, in the world, is constantly moving and keeps balancing each other. That is because each piece is not a davar shalom. The pieces among themselves, the wolves and the deer, have not decided how many deer should ideally be eaten by a wolf per year. The wolf tries to eat as many deer to become as big as possible, to grow, to produce as many wolves as possible. The deer tries to run away as much as possible and preserve himself and multiply himself without running into any wolves and so on. That's the metzius of this world. So since the pieces don't lock well with each other, they are chaseris, because each piece in its own right is a chaser. The world as such is there for chaser, and each and every piece is jockeying for a place. In this middle world, the celestial world, the pieces fit together perfectly. The sun and the moon and the stars all act in concert, and therefore that's it. You don't find the sun trying to shine a little brighter, and then the Levana getting upset and moving away a little bit, and vice versa. There are no changes. It's like a clock that's set, and it works perfectly. So that world has shalom. We don't have shalom because shalom is very closely aligned with the concept of shleimus. When all the pieces are in place, things are b'shleimus, they're b'shalom. They're not fine. When things are not in place, when the pieces are not there, when a thing feels that it's chaser, it's warring with something else to try to get something. Every chelik by definition is chaser. If the mid-world wouldn't have shalom, sheish tam kishe v'chibo zem zat shakol mikusha, lo yhoye sham shleimus. Kare kol lechad v'sne atzmai. V'achilik einay shalim. V'kvar amarnu keim gisham im shleimim. Al mitzad ha-shalim, hu achibo shebeneim, oz ein nikr kol lechad v'echt chilik. Shrei ki ilu ha-koil echot. O lefikach ha-shalim mashlim ha-koil. So shalom gives everything its shleimus. In other words, let's take a different example. I can reverse the process as well. I have two people fighting over Yerusha, two people fighting over a job or whatever it is. As long as each person feels he's missing that, they will keep fighting for it because it's restless. If I feel I need that $1,000, he feels he needs that $1,000, we're going to keep moving at it. I'll try to do it with Daka Shalom, with less Daka Shalom, and so on and so forth. But if let's say I convince somebody and tell them, you have everything you need. Let's make a cheshbon. Write down all the things you're going to need. It comes out to $100,000. You have that. Why do you need the other $1,000? If I convince the person, then he's at peace. I don't need the extra, and that's that. It's very interesting. You can sometimes tell kids when they're young. You can tell some tunas and nefesh. When my kids were a lot younger, so my youngest boy stole the afikaimen. And then it came time to, you know, to blackmail the balabais. So I asked him, okay, what do you want? So he says, a pencil and a pad. So one of his older brothers said, no, you can ask for a trip to the north, and we will go up to Chalamay, the north. Da, 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 da. So he thinks, he says, no, I want a pencil and a pad. So he says, but you're an idiot. You can ask for both. You can say that you want a trip and a pencil and a pad. You have the advantage, and you can bargain so we can get out of it a trip and a pencil and a pad. He thinks a minute and says, no, I just want a pencil and a pad of paper. I have high doubts that this youngest one is going to be a businessman ever. But the one who urged him is actually in business heavily involved. But if a person has a sense, I don't need it. So he has no restlessness to get it. That's fine. It's self-ministries. And then I make no motion towards it. The pieces snap together perfectly, you have a complete system that's perfect. So Shalom gives shleimus to everything because it creates a situation where everything is balanced perfectly. And that's how you'll understand that all, that's why the chesim of brachas is all shalom. V'chazkanim chesim shalom, b'tfilah chesim b'shalom, kadei shalom hadavad nishlam. Shalom is when I've come to the finish of the brachas, when I've come to finish the Shemini Esra, or the finish of v'chazkanim, the last piece has to be shalom. That with this, everything is in its place. V'hadavad nishlam v'seif hakol. V'lekach hashalom hashlam as habracha. So the idea of mishmaros, that you have at night, the tzva shemayim have a sort of perfect system of mishmaros where you have day and night, and everything is stands in its mishmaros perfectly. That is the hallmark of that world. So Meromov is going on that higher world that we have a perception of. It's the world that we have that for us is the visible Olam HaElyon, the Rikia Shamayim, and the hallmark of that world is Shalom, because it's a kind of massive of a physical world that has reached a perfect balance. And B'meila, it's going to have that epitheus. He doesn't, we'll see next week with Shem, the higher world is Olam of Emes. He doesn't quite yet explain the first world as being Din. It being Din is going to be a result of its being Havaya and Hefsit and Harkava and Vechulu. That's the point you can make next. Are there any shilas?
One thing I didn't understand earlier is the Indian of Shalom that in theory there's like a mass or matin between the elements, between the components, between the people, the malachim, whatever it is, but they decide actively to be mashlim zelazer, or they've reached a level of shlemus where they don't, there's no point of contention anymore.
It's certainly not that they themselves have the mass or matin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it in its place in a tzura that projects that.
You know, this medrash, which he said that the Zeh Gavriel, afilo al yenim tzrichim shalom shemazos eilem achrei shekolach v'eim ani tchilo. So that,
yeah.
that means to say what, each one that wants to be first, the ena roya mashla fanov.
Yeah.
And then it's afterwards, umashlim in zelazer.
So they both, they come together. In other words, if each piece, everything in the, each piece by itself is bar korchach achosim, it's an atzmoy, I mean the sun covers the daytime, the moon covers the nighttime. So each world is a chosim if ne atzmoy, unless it is together, unless they work together. So just like if I have a group of people doing something, a group of people. If I have a business and I have a salesman, an accounting person, and a person in charge of research, each one of us is a chasa. But if we feel that we're working perfectly with each other, and I'm taking care of marketing, you're taking care of the research, and he's taking care of the salesmanship or whatever it is, or the advertisements, then we become a chelik of a davar shalem because we're all at perfectly harmony with each other. But if I feel that I'm producing a lot more goods than you can sell, or I'm a better salesman than you can go for me products to give, then we have a problem. Then I feel my abilities are not fulfilled. I'm not getting it from you. The system as a whole is not being matched to me. I am a chaser, and then we have a problem.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when the Medrash said that each malach says, shekol echad eimra ni tchila.
Yeah. So he says, each one feels that he's... I understand. But that sounds like you're fooling each one to thinking he's tchila instead of saying we're all shavim.
Right.
I had that same aura. I don't know. I hear the aura.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry, a bit of a rush.
Okay, the Seder.
And then there will be the week of the Chasna, but Hashem, the Chasna will be on a Wednesday night in Toronto, so I will not be there. I will not be speaking on the phone with Hashem. Chasna is March 5th, just Chav Ches. And the week after that, I might have another wedding. We'll have to, no, I'm not sure, the other wedding is probably later. We'll work out the other one.
The Seder.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Shabbos.
Call to bye.